بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. My beloved brothers, friends, elders, all praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who by His infinite grace and mercy has blessed us with the wealth of Iman. May Allah ta'ala keep us with Iman, take us away from this world in the state of perfect Iman, and on the day of Qiyamah resurrect us with perfect Iman. All praise and thanks also due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who gave us this greatest opportunity to be in the Ummah of beloved Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved brothers, the reality in life is that actually we've not come to live in this world, we've come to die from this world. Less fortunately, we all are worried about the life of this world, and the real worry of going away from this world has left our hearts. This life is short. Once, my beloved brothers, it was said, the entire life of this earth is only 3 days. One day to come, one day to stay, and the next day to go. See, once the company of Sahaba was sitting, and Allahu Akbar, one Sahabi said, if you make one salah, you got no guarantee that you'll see the next. Another Sahabi said, if you start the salah, you don't have the guarantee of the salam. Allahu Akbar. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the effect, if you make one salam, you don't have the guarantee of the next salam. This little portion of life has made us forget the everlasting, where everyone is going, rich or poor, black or white, man or woman, educated, uneducated, king or tyrant. More than that, every Nabi. Imagine, my beloved brothers, the greatest, the most loved by Allah was beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet Nabi alayhi salam also had to leave this world. And more than that, my beloved brothers, imagine a day will come on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah will command the angel of death also to die. Everyone has to drink from the cup of death. Everyone. And has to go to that everlasting true life, which has got no end. How, my beloved brothers, where what a provision the person has made in this world as regards wealth, property, possession, profession, has got absolutely no value there. No value. Imagine every single human being. We came empty-handed, we're going away empty-handed. Whatever was given in this earth is only a trust. A man gets happy to see, I've made so much profit and I've made so much turnover. And beloved friends and elders, that is not his risk. Why, my beloved brothers? Risk is what? What we ate is ours. What we wore is ours. What we send ahead to the bank of Allah, that is ours. Whatever was left here, in this world it was a trust. In the akhirat, it's an answerability. Huh? Sikandar ruled the world for 200 years. 200, not one. 200 years. Conquered place after place, place after place, place after place. Yet when he was about to leave the world, he said to his mother, Ma, I ask you for one thing. She asked, what's that, my son? He said, Ma, when I pass away, please take my hands out of the coffin. So the mother asked, why? He says, so Sikandar can also show the world that I'm leaving this world taking nothing with me. That's real life. Imagine, my blood brother, Allahu Akbar, in the cycle of that real life. Once Ibrahim alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh my Rabb, show me the spectacle of death of both a good and a bad person. Disobedient, lived his life according to his desires, whims and fancies, broke the orders of Allah. The nights were spent wrong, the day was spent wrong, the earnings was wrong, everything was wrong, as if life's not going to end. And my beloved friends, Allahu Akbar, when that soul was taken out by the angel of death, Ibrahim alayhi salam fell unconscious. And when he woke up from that state and was asked, what was the experience? Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam said, by the qasam of Allah, if there was no punishment of qabr, nor the anxiety of the day of Qiyamah, nor Jahannam, and this was only a repayment for a person who lived his life against the desire and will of Allah, this would be sufficient a repayment. Then a good person's soul, Allahu Akbar, beloved brothers, a string of malaika, what a silver platter. The root taken out with such ease, like a piece of hair taken out from flower. And every malaika saying, Ahlan wa sahlan, Ahlan wa sahlan, Marhaban bikum, welcome, 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 welcome. The most beautiful aroma, and that ruh is taken up with such ease. Ibrahim alayhi salam fell unconscious. When he got out, he said, by the qasam of Allah, that man who sacrifices whims, fancies, desires, passions, submitted to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if there was no repayment after this, meaning sakratul maut, this would be sufficient repayment. What's that, my brother? That made every Nabi worried. Every Sahabi worried. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was told, the 8 doors of Jannah will be calling by your name. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu made dua, Ya Allah, how I wish I was a bird that flies freely and fears no reckoning on the day of Qiyamah. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, Allahu Akbar, my beloved brothers, that Sahabi who Nabi alayhi salam said, if there was a Nabi after me, surely it would have been Umar. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, imagine, my beloved brothers, as regards his salah, Allahu Akbar, he was stabbed by a majus. For how many days he laid unconscious? A Bedouin entered the house. He said, can I see Amirul Mu'mineen? They said, there he is. This Bedouin went and said in his ear, O Amirul Mu'mineen, Salah. O Amirul Mu'mineen, Salah. O Amirul Mu'mineen, Salah. Umar radiallahu anhu shook his head and said, Wallah, there is no place in Islam for that person who doesn't have Salah. Umar radiallahu anhu lied there. His son took his head, put it in his lap. He pushed his head off and said, my son, this head is not worthy for your lap. He said, my son, go into the haram and see if sahaba are crying that a good man is left. Then inshallah Allah will treat me how my sahaba think of me. And if they are happy that a bad soul is departing, then Allah will treat me how my companions thought of me. And I ask you for one great favor. When you're passing the beautiful room of Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu anha, the hujra, just take her permission and ask her, that place which was reserved for her, meaning in the Rosa Mubarak with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, her beloved father, and the place was reserved for her, if she would be so kind to give me that place. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu goes there and goes directly to the hujra, requests Aisha radiallahu anha. She burst into tears. And then she said, I give this place to your father. Umar radiallahu anhu, the son of Abdullah, Umar radiallahu anhu, enters the haram. You can imagine who's leaving the world, my beloveds. How many ayats in the Quran were revealed on the opinion of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu? What a man he was. When it came to the River Nile, and Amr bin As radiallahu anhu said, it is the habit of the people over here that when this river stops flowing, that every year they sacrifice one of the beautiful girls as a sacrifice to the river so that river can flow again. When he sent that letter, what should I do? Umar radiallahu anhu doesn't send the letter back to Anmar bin As radiallahu anhu. He addresses that letter directly to the river and says, oh Nile, if you flow by your will, then stop flowing. And if you flow by the will of Allah, never stop flowing. That person, Allahu Akbar, when he comes back with the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abbas radiallahu anhu. And Abbas radiallahu anhu enumerates all the virtues that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said of Umar radiallahu anhu. And Umar radiallahu anhu is weeping and crying and crying. And all Umar radiallahu anhu says, oh Abbas, if on the day of Qiyamah you can stand guarantee for me, then I'll be okay. What fear has entered our hearts? What worry has entered our heart? That everlasting home of ours, where youth will never turn to old age, where health hasn't got the thought of sickness, where riches there's no thought of poverty, where life it is impossible to end, and the fear of the small life, when, where, how, what has already been decreed, where you're going to go, how you're going to go, what, who are you going to go? Under what condition are you going to go? Who can stop that? The greatest burglar bars, if a man stays behind that doors, thinking that Malakul Maut will not come, can that stop it? A man sees Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, gets such a fright. Tell Sulaiman alayhi salam, you got a flying castle, take me to some place. Takes him to a desolated place. And the next thing he sees the same old person. And what he says? He said, I'm the angel of death. Yesterday you were here, I was thinking how you're going to come there. Huh? Where is it? Now in Johannesburg, in one hospital, a person comes out of the hospital thinking that he's cured. When he walks into his house, the news comes, your son fell from a scaffolding and he died. Where's life? In whose hands? Death is in whose hands? Death will never come 1 second earlier. Will never come 1 second later. Will never come 1 millimeter from the place that it has been decided by Allah. Will never come 1 millimeter further from the place that where it was decided. And my beloved brothers, that is written. Allahu Akbar. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never called a doctor, an inventor of something, or a person who observed, or saw this, or saw that, or whatever it is. And all these things that have fascinated us, making us jump. Maulana Muhammad Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say, Allahu Akbar, people will be playing the flute, and I, my ummah will be dancing like how monkeys designed to that flute. The truth is Allah. The truth is Allah's command. Allah is great. His command is great. Allah is great. His command is great. Allah, but it is Jummah. It's not a time for a bayan. Mahmood and Ayaz. Ek saf mein khare huye Mahmood aur Ayaz. Na koi banda raha, na koi banda nawaz. Imagine Ayaz and Mahmood. Ayaz is a slave. From slavery, the king loved him. He became the king's right-hand man. And one day he puts a beautiful diamond. Allah, but the value you can't imagine. And the king Mahmood tells the people, here's a hammer, break it. And nobody, no minister, nobody has the courage to break it. And Ayaz takes that hammer and in one shot, the entire diamond is in smotherings. And they say, are you stupid? What a valuable diamond you broke to pieces. And Ayaz says, the diamond is valuable, but the command of the King Mahmood is more valuable to me. The order of Allah. Allah bare hai. Bare sab kuch karte hai. Bare ke manne mein kamyabi hai. Allah is great. Who obeys Allah? Black or white, man or woman, rich or poor, educated or uneducated. Wallah is successful. Sickness is not a failure. Nor is health success. To obey Allah in sickness is success. And to disobey Allah in health is a failure. Riches is not success. Poverty is not a failure. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming in the Masjid of Haram, Madina Munawwara, and see Sahaba sitting, what their clothes that cannot even cover their satr. And Nabi alayhi salam tells them, what is it, my Sahaba, that Allah has commanded me to sit with you? We get happy to meet so and so, what and what. Imagine Allah's Nabi alayhi salam being commanded by Allah to sit with the poor. I say, what is the reason? He say, because we remembering Allah. And then Nabi Islam gives them the glad tidings and say, oh, you poor, you will enter Jannat 500 years before the rich. What Sahaba look for? My beloved brothers, what Allah was happy with? Imagine Ayyub alayhi salam, the Nabi of Allah, known as Sabri Ayyub, the patient one. How many years of sickness in which Allah Ta'ala takes every child of his? And then Allah Ta'ala gives him back his health. And Allah gives him more children. And one day the angel asked him, Jibreel alayhi salam asked him, he said, Ayyub, Allahu Akbar, which days were better, sickness or cure? And Ayyub alayhi salam says, sickness. And Jibreel alayhi salam asked him, why? He says, oh my Allah, oh Jibreel, every day in my sickness, Allah used to personally ask me, oh Ayyub, how are you? That voice is unfamiliar to me now. Where's success? In the things of this dunya. Money might buy palaces, but by the qasam of Allah, it can't buy happiness. What's the sense of living in a palace when there's no muhabbat? All this is in the hands of Allah, linked to the command of Allah. Allah is great, His command is great. Greater than the 7 heavens and 7 earths is the command of Allah. And one Mubarak tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahu Akbar. The harm, the hurt, the oppression, the tyranny inflicted by all creation from sky to earth on a single human being is nothing but nothing compared to the harm inflicted by the breaking of one sunnah. Wallahi, the success of mankind till Qiyamah, like whiteness and war, whiteness and milk we think cannot be separated, or honey and sweetness cannot be separated, or flowers and fragrance cannot be separated, or water and wetness cannot be separated. If Allah wants, He can make like Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu's entire jamaat of 6,000 walking on the water without the hoof of the horse getting wet. Who's that? Allah can make black milk if He wants. But by the qasam of Allah, till the day of Qiyamah, this is the promise of Allah. And Allah will never go against His promise. That Allah has perfected this deen. And anybody who comes onto this deen, wallahi, he is successful. And who leaves out this deen, Nuh alayhi salam's son didn't accept, Allah destroyed him. His wife didn't accept, Allah destroyed him. Who comes onto this deen, wallahi lazim, irrespective of who, that person is successful. My beloved brothers, really every one of us, we have one responsibility. We are this beloved Nabi's Ummah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is to come onto this deen, keeping akhirat in front of us, remembering death, and to bring this entire mankind. That's the purpose. Mere zindagi ka maqsad, mera deen ka sir farazi, main isi liye Muslim, main isi liye namazi. The objective of my life is only one, that how this Mubarak deen can come alive in the entire mankind till the day of Qiyamah. This was the worry and the pain of the greatest of mankind, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, throughout his life and to the end of his life. Imagine when Surah Wadduha was revealed. It was a surah that came after a period when no surah was revealed, meaning there was an absence. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when this ayat was revealed, it was an ayat that makes Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam happy. Wala sawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, O my Allah, I will never be happy. I will never be happy until my whole ummah is not forgiven. Anas radiallahu anhu says, O Nabi Allah, if I look for you on the day of Qiyamah, where will I find you? He said, O Anas, you'll find me on three places. Either at the Hawd al-Kawthar, when my thirsty ummah, that will be a day when people will be drowning in their perspiration. Everyone will be stark naked. Aisha radiallahu anhu asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one won't look at another. Nabi alayhi salam said, that is such a day of pareshani and anxiety that nobody will have the courage to look at each other. Pregnant mothers will abort naturally. Nursing mothers will leave their nurse. Imagine, everyone will leave. And that beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, at the Hawd al-Kawthar, when my thirsty ummah will be coming, I'll be giving them the water of Kawthar by my own hands. And where? At the scale of deeds. If their bad deeds exceed their good deeds, I lend my hand to the side of their good deeds so that their bad deeds fly up. And at the way, Pul Sirat, the bridge, 1,500 years long, thinner than a hair, sharper than a blade, 500 years ascending, 500 years straight, 500 years descending. Hi, hi. Allahu Akbar. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be waiting there, whose ummah will fall towards Jannah, catching them and putting them in Jannah. Catching them and putting them in Jannah. Catching them and putting them in Jannah. What a Nabi we got. We have been sent, selected, to take pity on everyone. A man who doesn't know his stinja. Today his word carries weight. And that which was revealed by Allah directly to that great Nabi. How fortunate we are to be in his ummah, to take this beautiful message to the whole of mankind, to feel pity on every rich and poor, black and white, worried about person's akhirat, not forgetting our own, obviously, my beloved brothers. We all got to go. Wallah, there's none of us who can say my actions can take me to Jannah except the mercy of Allah. Huh, my beloved brothers? To worry, how are we going to go? We've been sent for this. We're at the end. Allahu Akbar. Wow, wow, wow. There was, his name was Satsan Mutta. He was from Stenger. In LA in 1985, he was in Jamaat there. On Friday on the minbar, he said, my one leg is on the in the grave. The other one is on a banana peel. I'm waiting for it to slip. Sunday he was in the Qabristan. The first man who passed away in the path of Allah in the entire west coast of America. What's honor? What's going to be that day? Let us make that preparation, my beloved brothers. Allahu Akbar. Wallahi lazim. Look how fortunate this Mubarak Ummat. Those doors of the masjid which were closed, oh Allah opened it. And inshallah Allah will open them all. Let us make a niyyah that in our community there mustn't be one person who doesn't make salah. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say, if 50% of this ummah comes onto 5 times daily salah, the downfall of the kuffar is, the downfall of kuffar has started. And he used to say, if 75% of this ummah comes onto salah, the uprising of Islam has started. And he used to say, if 90-95% of this ummah come onto salah, inshallah, country after country will come into Islam. If this ummah look after 5 times a day salah, the rest of deen will become natural. Jitna jandar namaz, itna shandar zindagi. Whose salat is right, how beautiful his life will become. The ummah becomes iman. And what is salah? And the beautiful character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What Allah, it is ibadat. What the creation, it is good character. I'll friend of what this. Abu Dujana radiallahu anhu, a great sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was given a sword directly by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his own sword was given. And Abu Dujana radiallahu anhu, hi my beloved brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took part in every battle. Those in Badr were forgiven. Every sahabi who took part in every expedition, what was his reward in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He became shaheed at the time when they went against Musaylamah bin Kazzab, Musaylamah bin Kazzab, may Allah's curse be on him. And my beloved brothers, Abu Dujana radiallahu anhu says, I have hope on my Allah for one deed. Obviously everybody thought it was Badr or it was Uhud. He said, no. He said, with this tongue of mine, I didn't hurt any human being. I'm hoping that on this, Allah Ta'ala will make my maghfirat. Allah give us this. The right of Allah and the right of the creation. Walk into this world. Allahu Akbar, we are saying, my brother, when the lockdown is over, every one of us should kick down in the path of Allah. Go to each one person, one place. With the object to make every single Muslim a namazi. And that will be the door to the entire mankind coming onto the deen of Allah and to get the goodness of dunya, qabr and akhirah. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin.